Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive with us. We got a lot of requests to take a look at the Faith Beans GP podcast, and specifically this idea of strength beyond limits.
It's a great topic, and it's something that I think resonates with a lot of people, especially right now.
For sure. I mean, who hasn't faced some kind of challenge in their life, right? And what I found really interesting about this podcast is just how diverse the stories are.
It's true. They feature a college student with cerebral palsy, a single mom navigating MS,
a retiree who finds new purpose after a stroke, an entrepreneur who lost their eyesight, and then
there's a story about a guy dealing with job loss and chronic illness, which
Yeah, that's something a lot of us can probably relate to on some level these days.
Definitely. And, I think what's so powerful about having all these different stories is that it shows how this idea of strength beyond limits.
It isn't just for, extreme situations or...
Exactly. It's relevant to anyone facing any kind of obstacle, big or small. It really is. So, before we dive into these individual stories, let's unpack this idea of strength beyond limits a bit further. How does the podcast define it?
Well, they talk about pushing past obstacles, breaking through challenges, and really embracing life no matter what comes your way.
Okay, so it's about more than just, overcoming a specific challenge.
Right. It's about how we approach challenges in general.
Yeah.
And how we develop that inner resilience to keep moving forward.
Makes sense. It's like we all have this capacity for strength within us, but...
It's about tapping into it and then nurturing it, right? Like building a muscle.
I like that analogy. So how do these personal stories in the podcast, how do they demonstrate this idea in action?
Well, each story offers a unique perspective. But I think they all kind of point back to this idea of mindset. It's about how we choose to perceive our challenges and how we utilize both internal and external resources to navigate them.
Okay, so it's not just about being tough or gritting your teeth and pushing through it.
No, not at all. It's much more nuanced than that. It's about, cultivating a mindset that allows you to see challenges as opportunities for growth and then...
And finding the resources and support to help you along the way.
Exactly. And I think one story that really highlights this is Jordan's, the 22-year-old college student with cerebral palsy.
Yeah, his story really resonated with me. It would have been so easy for him to let his condition define him.
For sure.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He not only graduated from college, but he also became a motivational speaker.
Talk about inspiring.
Right. And, from a psychological perspective, his story is a fantastic example of self-efficacy in action.
Self-efficacy.
It's basically the belief in your own ability to succeed even when facing obstacles. Mm-hmm. And research shows that this belief in yourself is a major predictor of success in all areas of life.
So, Jordan believed he could achieve his goals despite his limitations, and that belief helped him to actually achieve them.
Exactly. And I think it makes you wonder, how much of what we can or can't accomplish really comes down to what we believe we can accomplish.
It's a powerful thought, for sure.
It is. And it's something that we can all cultivate. Mm. It's about recognizing our strengths, acknowledging our potential, and believing that we are capable of more than we often give ourselves credit for.
It's like that saying, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Exactly. Our beliefs shape our reality. So if we want to build strength beyond limits, we need to start by believing that it's possible.
And then what? Taking action to make it happen.
Exactly. And I think that's where the other stories come in. They show us what that action can look like in different contexts. Like Lisa's story, for instance. She's a single mom with multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, juggling parenthood and a chronic illness.
And yet she finds a way to not just cope, but to thrive.
How does she do it?
Well, one thing that stands out is her emphasis on community and support.
She talks about that a lot in the podcast, doesn't she?
She does. She really emphasizes that she doesn't try to do it all alone.
Mm-hmm.
She actively seeks out and utilizes the support of her family, friends, her community.
That makes sense. I mean, everyone needs support sometimes, especially when facing a major challenge.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lesson there for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're not meant to go through life alone.
We're not islands.
Exactly. Recognizing when we need help and being willing to ask for it is actually a sign of strength, not weakness.
It's like it takes strength to admit that you need help and to reach out to others.
Right. It's about recognizing that we're all interconnected and that we can accomplish so much more when we work together.
So we've got self-belief and we've got the power of community.
Mm-hmm.
What other themes kind of emerge from these stories? What else can we learn from these individuals about building strength beyond limits?
Well, one theme that really stood out to me is this idea of turning adversity into opportunity.
Okay, I like that. like finding the silver lining even in difficult situations.
Yes. And then, you know, this theme is really evident in Mr. Adams' story.
Mr. Adams, he's the retiree, right?
He is. He loses his mobility after a stroke.
Which, you know, most people would consider a devastating blow.
Right. But get this. He ends up finding a whole new purpose by teaching online classes, specifically for other seniors.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Isn't it? And what's so fascinating about his story is that it challenges our assumptions about aging and what's possible in later life.
Like, our potential doesn't just disappear when we reach a certain age.
Exactly. And, you know, it also highlights this incredible capacity for adaptation that we all have.
He was dealt a really tough hand, but instead of giving up, he found a way to adapt and even thrive in this new reality.
Exactly. And I think there's a powerful lesson there for all of us.
Yeah.
Like, even when things feel completely out of our control,
you still have the power to choose how we respond.
Right. And to find new ways to create meaning and purpose in our lives.
It's like those challenges, those obstacles, they can actually lead us to discover hidden passions or new paths that we might not have found otherwise.
I love that. Like, it's almost as if by embracing those challenges,
we unlock a whole new level of potential within ourselves.
Exactly. And that's certainly true of Maria's story as well.
Oh, yeah. Maria. She's the one who lost her eyesight in an accident.
She did at age 35. Imagine that.
I can't even imagine. How do you even begin to cope with something like that?
It's incredible, right? But she didn't let it break her zank. She learned new skills, adapted her business, and then get this.
What?
She started hiring people with disabilities.
Wow. Talk about turning a challenge into an opportunity.
Right. She took this incredibly difficult experience and used it as fuel to not only empower herself,
but to empower others as well.
Exactly. And, you know, her story really challenges us to reconsider what we perceive as limitations.
And to reframe those limitations as possibilities instead.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that even in the face of adversity, we still have choices. We can choose to give up, or
we can choose to rise to the occasion and find new ways to create a fulfilling life.
And that's what Strength Beyond Limits is all about.
It's amazing, her story. Like, she turned it into this force for good, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's really cool is that you see this theme of turning adversity into opportunity. Like, throughout all of these stories, it's not unique to just her experience.
It's like, by embracing the challenge, they actually unlocked something even greater.
Right. Exactly. And I think that's a really important takeaway from this podcast. You know, like, it's not just about surviving adversity.
It's about thriving in spite of it.
Yeah. And then you've got David's story. You know, he's the one dealing with both job loss and a chronic illness.
Ugh, talk about a double whammy.
Right. Like, that's tough.
Right.
But instead of letting it defeat him, he takes all these proactive steps.
Like what?
He takes some online courses. He finds new work. Like, completely rebuilds his life.
It's kind of a reminder that even when things feel totally out of control, you know,
you still have some agency.
Yeah, you can still make choices that move you forward.
And his story is a great example of how small, consistent steps can lead to big changes.
It's like that saying, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Exactly. He didn't try to fix everything at once, you know. He focused on what he could control and then gradually built from there.
Okay, so we've got these five amazing stories, right? Each showing us a different side of strength beyond limits. But what's the connecting thread? Like, what can we learn from these people to help us be more resilient in our own lives?
Well, that's where this podcast gets even more interesting, I think. They actually offer these five daily mindset shifts specifically for building strength.
Okay, now we're talking. Because it's one thing to hear these inspiring stories, but it's even better to know, like, how can we actually apply this stuff to our own lives?
Totally.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, these shifts they suggest are pretty simple. You know, you've got starting your day with gratitude, believing in your potential,
taking small, consistent steps,
leaning on your support system, and trusting in a higher plan.
Okay, so let's break those down. Starting with gratitude. Why is that such an important foundation for resilience?
Well, you know, there's a ton of research on gratitude, and it shows that even small, like, regular gratitude practices can have huge benefits. Less stress, improved well-being, more happiness.
I mean, it makes sense. If you're focusing on what you're grateful for, it's harder to get bogged down in negativity.
Exactly. It's like a conscious choice to focus on the good, even when things are tough. And that can make all the difference.
Totally. What about believing in your potential? Isn't that kind of like what we were talking about with Jordan and self-efficacy?
Yes, exactly. Okay, yeah. It's all about tapping into that belief in yourself and your ability to reach your goals.
So it's not about being cocky or anything. It's just...
it's about recognizing your strengths and remembering that you have what it takes to face challenges and to keep growing.
It's like giving yourself permission to succeed.
Yeah, I like that. And then there's that one about taking small, consistent steps, which, I mean, isn't that kind of like life advice in general?
Right. Like, don't try to do everything at once.
Exactly. It's about breaking down big goals into smaller, more manageable steps so you don't get overwhelmed.
And you can celebrate those small wins along the way.
Yes. And then, of course, there's leaning on your support system. We already talked about that with Lisa, but
it's worth repeating. We all need people we can count on, especially when things get tough.
Right. Like, we're not meant to do life alone. Having a strong support system can make all the difference in how we handle challenges.
Okay, and what about that last one? Trusting in a higher plan.
Yeah, so this one is obviously going to resonate differently for everyone, depending on their belief.
Like, for some people, it's faith-based. For others, it's more about trusting the universe or...
Exactly. But the core idea is that even in the midst of struggle, there's something bigger at play.
Which can be really comforting, especially when you're going through a tough time.
Yeah, it can give you a sense of hope and purpose, even when things are hard.
It's like trusting that even if you don't understand why something's happening, there's a reason for it.
And that it's all part of a bigger journey.
Okay, so those are the five mindset shifts. Anything else?
Well, yeah, this is where it gets really interesting. They take these mindset shifts and they give you five specific affirmations to help you actually, like, embody those shifts.
Ooh, affirmations. I've always been kind of curious about those. Do they really work?
There's actually a lot of research that shows they can be really effective. It's all about neuroplasticity, which is basically the brain's ability to change over time.
So, like, by repeating these affirmations, you're essentially rewiring your brain.
Yeah, exactly. You're creating new neural pathways that reinforce those positive beliefs and thoughts.
So what are the affirmations?
Okay, so get ready. These are powerful. They say, I am strong and my challenges do not define me.
I have the ability to rise above any obstacle.
I am perfectly made just as I am.
Okay, I like that one.
Right. Every setback is a setup for a comeback.
Ooh, that one's good too.
And finally, I embrace life fully, knowing that I am not alone.
Wow, those are powerful. I can see how repeating those could really help shift your mindset, like planting little seeds of resilience in your subconscious.
Exactly. And, you know, what's also interesting is they connect these affirmations back to stories from the Bible.
Like, they're drawing on these ancient examples of strength.
Yeah. They talk about figures like Moses, Job, and Paul, all of whom faced incredible adversity, but, you know, ultimately triumphed over their challenges.
Just like they're showing us that strength beyond limits, it's not a new concept. Like, it's been around for centuries.
Right. And I think what's important to note is that, like, these biblical figures, they weren't superhuman. They were real people who faced real struggles. And their stories highlight that strength beyond limits. It's not about being perfect or never experiencing hardship.
It's about finding that inner strength, that resilience to keep going even when things are tough.
And it's about recognizing that we all have that strength within us, whether we realize it or not.
Like, we all have the potential to tap into that same kind of strength that helped them overcome their challenges.
Exactly. And that's what's so inspiring about these stories, you know? Mm-hmm. They remind us that we're not alone in our struggles and that even in the darkest of times,
there's always hope.
Yes.
Ah.
And that we have the power within us to overcome adversity and to create a life that's meaningful and fulfilling.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into strength beyond limits, what's the one thing you hope listeners will take away from all of this?
I think the most important takeaway is that strength beyond limits, it's not a destination. It's a journey.
It's not like you just wake up one day and boom, you've got it.
Right. It's an ongoing process of learning and growing and adapting to whatever life throws your way. It's about embracing the ups and downs.
And knowing that you have the inner strength and the support systems to navigate it all.
Exactly. And I think it's also about recognizing and celebrating the strength that you've already shown in your life.
Like, we've all faced challenges. We've all overcome obstacles.
And those experiences, they've shaped us into the resilient people we are today.
So it's not just about building strength for the future. It's about acknowledging the strength we already possess.
Absolutely. We all have a strength beyond limit story waiting to be told.
And by sharing our stories and learning from each other, we can all kind of inspire each other to keep pushing forward, keep believing, and keep embracing life to the fullest.
That's what it's all about.
Well, thank you so much for taking this deep dive with us into strength beyond limits. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little inspiring. Remember those mindset shifts, those affirmations, and most importantly, remember,
You are stronger than you think.
You have the power within you to face any challenge, overcome any obstacle, and live a life that is truly meaningful to you.
And don't forget, you're not alone on this journey. Reach out for support when you need it and keep shining your light.
Thanks for listening, everyone.